Translation: O Vyasadeva, in the association and by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. And thus, listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead increased at every step. Purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is attractive not only in His personal feature, but also in His transcendental activities. It is so because the Absolute is absolute by His name, fame, form, pastime, paraphernalia, etc. The Lord descends on this material world out of His causeless mercy and display His various transcendental pastimes as a human being, so that human being attracts towards Him, become able to go back to Godhead. Men are naturally apt to hear histories and narrations of various personalities performing mundane activities without working that. By such association, one simply wastes valuable time and so became addicted to three qualities of mundane nature. Instead of wasting time, one can get spiritual success by turning his attention to the transcendental pastime of Lord. By hearing the narration of pastime of Lord, one contacts directly the personality of Godhead. And is explained before, by hearing about the personality of Godhead from within, all accumulated sins of mundane creature are cleared. Thus being cleared of all sins, the hearer gradually became liberated from the mundane association and became attracted to the feature of Lord. Narad Muni has just explained this by his personal experience. The whole idea is that simply by hearing about the Lord's pastime, one can become one of the associates of Lord. Narad Muni has eternal life, unlimited knowledge, and unfathomed bliss, and he can travel all over the material and spiritual world without restriction. One can attain the highest perfection of life simply by attentive hearing of the transcendental pastime of Lord from the right source, as Sri Narad Muni heard them from the pure devotees, Bhakti Vedantas, in his previous life. The process of hearing is the association of a devotee is specially recommended in the age of quarrel, Kali. Tatranoham Krishna Katha Pragayata Manugrihenan Srunvan Manoharha Yasradhaya Menopadam Srunma Srunvataha Priya Sravasyanga Mama Bhavetruchi. First of all, I pay my respect to obeisances at the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Srila Gurudev. I want to pay my respect to obeisances at the lotus feet of ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. Paying my obeisances to sadhus, guru, Vaishnava and acharyas. And also I want to pay my respect to obeisances to the Vaishnava's assembly here. By the mercy of Sri Sri Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ji, we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially life history of Narad Muni. How Narad Muni, by his personal experience, he inspiring Vyasadev. You should write Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, those are saintly persons. They never express their own life history. When you are glorifying yourself, that means you are killing yourself. The moral instructor giving this idea. giving this knowledge. If someone glorifying his glories, I am great, I am doing this thing, I am doing this thing, that means he is killing himself. But why Narad Muni describe his own life history? Just to glorify bhakti. Not to glorify himself, he just describes his own life history. I am so great, I was before a mad servant. Like, no. Just to glorify the devotional service, devotional activity, so powerful. Although I was a mad servant, just by association with Vedantis, the pure devotees, within 4 months I became pure. Like yesterday, day after before we are hearing, association with saintly persons, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, whenever this discussion came, I'm always reminding about Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and his commentaries. Association of saintly persons is the cause of bhakti. And association of saintly person is the result of bhakti. And association of saintly person is himself bhakti. If you associate with a pure devotee, that means bhakti. Sometimes we are in doubt. What is bhakti? What is the result of bhakti? What is the cause of bhakti? Association with saintly persons. Those are free from material desire. No tinge of material desire. No other desire. Anya bhilasitam sunyam. Sunyam, what is there? Zero. No other desire than pleased to Guru and Krishna. Like Prabhupada came to West. Why came to West? To please Guru and Krishna. When one became mature devotee, pure devotee, his nature is different from general devotee. We are belongs to general categories, not become to special categories. General categories means, although we are serving Guru and Krishna, always our own happiness is there. I like this. I don't like. What we like, that Krishna like, or not like, how we can know? Something may not be like to us, but it's like, Krishna like it, we have to do it. So personal desire means that is not devotion. Because we are in Kanishtha Adhikari stage, at best we are in Madhyam Adhikari stage, still own happiness is there, little, what do you call it? Independent is there, happiness is there. But when you become pure, in pure stage, no. Your sense, your mind, everything is guided by Guru and Krishna. At that time, your heart, your mind, your senses is always hankering, how can I please Guru and Krishna? Just I can, in Uriya or in India, I am usually say, we have to take lessons from karmi peoples. Just like in grihastha life, what is grihastha's pleasure? Huh? You know? You are brahmachari, you don't know. You don't know. Grihastha's pleasure, how to please wife, how to please children, how to please father. You ask to grihasthas. Their whole life they are struggling, going to office, coming and always seeing his wife. Whether she is happy or not. Whether she is... This is natural. Because he is working for his family. We are working for Guru and Krishna. Then always we have to look. Why Prabhupada is not happy? Why Gokulananda is not happy? Why Vaishnavas are not happy? But we are always searching how I will become happy. Whether others are happy or not, whether Prabhupada happy or not, or Guru happy or not, Krishna, I want happiness. That is not devotion. That is not devotional standard. Devotional life is very subtle. Very subtle. And Prabhupada used to say, this is like last purport we are reading. Unless one became obedient, self-controlled, and disciplined. Without these three things, no one can serve spiritual master. And without do so, no one is able to go back to Godhead. Then we have to remind all these things. How much seriousness is required? Karmi people are more serious. Sometimes I remark, those companies like India, Tata company is there. He expanding like anything. Everywhere expanding their branches. From thread up to now mobile, computer, everywhere. How serious they are in their own business. Just earning money. When we come to Krishna consciousness, our life should be like that. Our life is for Guru and Krishna, nothing else. This is just like one type of dedication. You know, in India, I don't know about UK, in Indian soldiers, within the border, we called it BSF, Border Security Force. Sometimes, these helicopters, flights going there, just giving them food. Whole day they are standing there. For country, not for money. Anytime they know that anytime someone may kill him, but still they are working. A devotee life is like that. His life is only meant for Guru and Krishna. Have to dedicate his life. Even he die. In India, this tradition is there. If some soldier will die at VSF, Border Security Force, Prime Minister give him salutes. We call it Shaheed. Everywhere they're keeping their photos. Do or die. In India they're saying, do or die. Our principle, in Bhakti Yoga we have to add this principle, do or die. Why? We'll die for Guru and Krishna. And what we have to do for Guru and Krishna. That principle we have to learn from Srimad Bhagavatam. Only by association with sadhu, saintly persons, Narad Muni developed desire to serve Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentioning in his commentary, Prabhupada also mentioning in his commentary, when you associate with saintly persons, by his mercy you will develop day by day, test. Just here. Tatranoham Krishna Katha Pragayata Manugrihena Srunvat Manoharaja Sraddhyamenupadam Visrunvataha Priya Sravasya Ange Mamad Bhavat Ruchihi. Although I am a small boy, I develop taste towards Krishna Katha. Actually, the symptom of a devotee, how can you recognize a symptom of a devotee? Vishwanath Jiva Goswami mentioned in Bhakti Sandharva. How can you know that my platform, devotional platform, is now stable? How can you know? What is your symptom? Yeah? Katha Ruchi. When you develop taste towards Krishna Katha, that is the symptoms. Just like you like someone, then what is it symptom that you like someone? You want to hear more about him. Just like you like your son, you like your wife. Whenever you hear about your wife, Prabhupada used to say, whenever you like someone means at any moment you may go to office, you may go to any job, you may go to market. Whenever you get some chance, then we speak about your wife, about your children. My children is like that. My wife is cooking like, because you like him. You see, this is nature of love. Prabhupada loves Krishna everywhere. Everywhere is going, whenever he sees someone, Hare Krishna. We are saying hello. Huh? We are fearful to karmi peoples. When we saw hello. And sometimes we're same to say hello like this. He's saying, hello. We are saying like that. Yes, I am accepting hello. But Prabhupada never say hello. Hare Krishna. Hello is Prabhupada saying. Liking Krishna. Everywhere Prabhupada, you see, in Prabhupada's life history, this nature of love. If someone liking Krishna, this is nature. He want to hear about Krishna. He want to speak about Krishna. Usually I already told many times in India how Prabhupada moving in sea beach in Juhu. I heard from some devotee when I was in Juhu. Usually Prabhupada, not usually, 100%, always Prabhupada used to say Hare Krishna. Anyone may be. He may be a hostess, he may be officer. Hare Krishna. No fear. Yeah. One who is 100% pure, why fear? Fear is coming because we are not pure. We are not pure, therefore fear. More you hear, then more you become pure. And more day by day you become sure. Yeah. More you hear, more you achieve faith. More you achieve faith. Why Prabhupada disciple? Still they have unflinching faith. We are follower of Prabhupada disciple, we have no faith. By association, faith transfer. Faith is such a thing, just like a drunkard associates with another drunkard. His nature, faith is transferring. Because he's giving such a faith. Hey, if you drink this thing, you'll be free from all anxiety. He's speaking in such a way, the faith is transferring. What is preaching? Many pundits are there, many scholars are there, they are also preaching. They know many literatures. They can, just like I am pronouncing this verse, they can find many fault in pronunciation. But they have no faith to Guru, to Sadhu, to Krishna. Therefore, this is not devotion. Preaching means whatever faith you have unto Guru and Krishna, that will transfer to someone's heart. So, because Prabhupada unflinching faith, Prabhupada, many world men, that like club for sons. Within the sea beach, in morning time, they are coming. Morning walking, they are coming. And when they come to near Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, good morning. Prabhupada never told like that. Prabhupada is always saying, Hare Krishna. But all his disciples, they become so, why Prabhupada is saying like this, Hare Krishna? Prabhupada never saying good morning, always saying Hare Krishna. But why said good morning? But they have no also, they are very fear to Prabhupada. They are not asking this question. Because sometimes Prabhupada is so grave. Sadhu is not fickle. Sadhu is like ocean. You can't measure Sadhu. Prabhupada sometimes becomes so serious and speaking in such a way, the ocean devotees, Prabhupada disciples, they are so fear. So they are very fear. They are not asking this question. Why Prabhupada is saying? Hello, good morning. But the doubt is there. Doubt is there. This is conditioned soul's nature. Sometimes we are doubting ourselves. What to speak of Sadhu and Guru? Sometimes we are keeping some mobile in some place. Oh, I may be keep my mobile somewhere. We are keeping in that place. We are sometimes creating doubt towards mind, towards senses, towards ourselves. This is doubt nature we have. But don't create doubt towards Sadhu and Shastra. Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. That will spoil your devotional structure. Spoil. They are not saying, Prabhupada disciple not saying anything. But next day, when Prabhupada came, at the same point, in sea beach, same places, Prabhupada walking, and all these persons are also coming, old persons. Prabhupada not saying anything. They came to near Prabhupada, and themselves start to say, Hare Krishna Maharaj. Then all Prabhupada disciples became astonished. Yesterday, Prabhupada saying, good morning, but today Prabhupada not saying anything. From one accord, they are saying, Hare Krishna. This is Sadhu's power. What Sadhu is doing, we can't estimate it in our own intelligence. This is beyond mood of material nature. Therefore, association with saintly persons, you will develop taste towards Krishna Katha. And you can solve all problems. Jiva Goswami mentioning in Bhakti Sandarva, The katha ruchi, taste towards Krishna katha is the symptom of bhakti. More you develop taste towards Krishna katha, that means now you are progressing towards bhakti. Narad Muni describing from his own experience, just after taking some remnants from this bhakti Vedantis, my test of chanting and hearing, because chanting and hearing, Sravan Kirtan, our achievement is love, pure devotion, Suddha Bhakti. How can we achieve it? There is two characters. One is Surup Lakhyan, one is Tatastha Lakhyan. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sisi, teachings of Sanatana Goswami. Unless we achieve pure devotional service, Prem Bhakti, we can't solve our problems. We can't solve our problems. So how can we achieve pure Prem Bhakti? Shrabana Kirtana Tar Swarupa Lakhyan Tatastha Upajaye Premadhan. Mahaprabhu saying, Shrabana Kirtana Tar Swarupa Lakhyan. Swarup Lakhyan means this is constitutional. We can say like ingredients. Just like Rasgola, you said in English, Rasgola. But when it comes in form of Rasgola, where is sugar? You can show me sugar in Rasgola, but sugar is there. Now in another form. Cheese is there, huh? Cheese is there. We cannot show cheese. Now it is in a different form. It looks different. From cheese, from sugar, this is called Swarup Lakhyan. From whom, from where, what do you call it? Just it met, the ingredients comes. So, Prem Bhakti, the symptom of Prem Bhakti come from where? From Shravan and Kirtan. More you hear, more you chant, more you purify yourself. This is, Prabhupada always emphasizes all these things. Chanting and hearing. This is our business, man business. But we are not developing taste. why taste is not coming? Huh? No. We have faith. Because this is transcendental, this is absolute things. When we are speaking material things, when you are talking in mobile phone, you feel tired? You don't feel tired. In India, I saw the boys and girls talking for 18 hours, 20 hours, slaving on like that, madman, like that, always talking. I said the madman, they're mad. Talking. So nonsense things, always talking. Sometimes mobile phone tired. The phone saying, don't use me, now I am tired. But still they are talking. But if you said, they chant Hare Krishna, they can't chant. Same tongue is there, same mind is there, same intelligence there, but they have no power to chant Hare Krishna, but power to speak material objects, material things. Why? First canto, this answer is there. Susrusya susrusu sradhayanasya vasudeva katharuchi Syat mahata sevaya vipra punya tirtha nisevanat. Unless you serve a pure Vaishnavas, unless you serve a Vaishnavas, unless you develop your attachment towards sadhu and guru, you can't develop taste for Krishna katha. Susrusa sradhadanasya vasudeva katharuchi. Syat mahata sevaya vipra punya tirtha nisevanat. Siddhi purport of Prabhupada. Very careful you have to read Prabhupada's purport, because all are commentaries of all acharyas. Essence. Prabhupada mentioning there, by serving the servant of Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servant. We are hankering, I am not developing qualities, I have this thing, I have lost, I have anger. But we have to serve a Vaishnava. By serving the servant of Lord, one gradually get the quality of such servant, and thus one become qualified to hear the glory of Lord. One became qualified to hear the glory of Lord by serving a servant of Lord. And such an important thing Prabhupada mentioning here. You see, we are hearing Jiva Goswami mentioning Katharuchi is just like our platform of devotional standard. Prabhupada mentioning same thing here. The eagerness to hear about the God is the first qualification of a devotee. What more you want? Proof is here. Prabhupada bring all essences. You just read separately all literatures. You can find everything is in Prabhupada books. The eagerness to hear about the God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering to kingdom of God. If someone have eagerness to go back to Godhead, first we have to develop our attitude to hear more Krishna Katha. You can see in first canto, one word always using, two times always using this word. Nashta prayesu avhadresu, this word is there. Nashta prayesu avhadresu, another also avhadra word there. Sunatam sukatam Krishna punya sravana kirtana hudayantus tahi avhadrani. There is avhadra, here is avhadra. Repeatedly saying, Munis, Rishis, Sronatam Sokatham Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hrudaya Antustahi Abhadrani. Abhadrani, Siddhar Swami mentioning there, Kamadi Vasanani Stani. In our heart, many desires, lust is there, greed is there, anger is there, many things are there. By our own strength, we can't kick it out. By our own strength. When we hear, the hearing is so powerful. When the Krishna Katha enter to your heart, it just cure the disease. So suppose you have disease, where is lust? Huh? Your disease in heart, but you are taking in medicine outside. Inside disease, but outside, you are taking medicine. Treatment is going on in outside, but disease in? Inside. If you have some disease in inside, then where you have to put apply medicine? Lust is inside, greed is inside. So we have to apply some medicine inside. How can you put medicine in inside? By operation? No. Pravishya karna randhrena swanabhava sararuham Dhunoti samalam Krishna salilasya yathasarat. No one can defeat Srimad Bhagavatam. No one can defeat Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, the essence of all Vedic literatures. You know, I can't say in UK, but we have practical experience in India. Now rainy season is going on. In rainy season, you can see in river, water is muddy. Muddy water. But just after rainy season, after 2-3 months, one air is coming. It's called Sarat Ritu. I don't know in English. Because I am not so matured in English. I am not educated also. Salilasya Yatha Sarat. Sarat, I don't know. Autumn maybe, autumn. A special air is coming at that time. Special air. This is Krishna's power, you see. Water is so muddy, but just this air touching the water, all the dirty things, it's going down and down and down. You can see within the river, within the pond, the water becomes slow clean. Who is processing to clean this water? Government is processing? No one is processing. Just by the air touching the water, like same thing. Krishna Katha have such power, this air is going inside. Pavishya karna randhrena swana bhava sararuham. The mood, the serving mood, surrender mood, everything will come just by hearing. Dhunoti samalam Krishna salilasya yathasarat. Jai Shri Shri. Radha Gokulanand Prabhu ki jai. Just by hearing, we can solve all our problems. Therefore, repeatedly saying, Abhadrani, Next, Abhadrani Nashta Prayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Then, next verse. Nashta Prayesu Abhadresu, Biswanath Chakra Thakur mentioning, Prayesu Abhadresu, Prayesu Namaparadhani, Namaparadha Lakshanam Abhadrasya. Always we are reciting Namaparad, 10 Namaparads. It is just like our Gurudev used to say, like we are chanting like parrot. You give some nuts. He said, Ram, Ram, don't give nuts. Not saying Ram. Why he chanting Ram? For not. He said, owner is coming. If I chant Ram, he will give me nuts. We should not practice devotional activities like that. We have to say very seriously, very attentively. In every step of our life, either Shravan or Kirtan or Seva, like someone worshipping, someone offering, someone distributing books, he should think this is Krishna Seva. I am so fortunate in this life, at least I am serving Krishna, which is even impossible for the demigods. One verse is there, Ati Parichayat Avajna Santad Gamanat Anadara Bhavati. What is position of a Vaishnava? Because we are Ati Parichayat, what do you call it? Familiarity contempts? Too much familiarity. Prabhupada used to say, familiarity contempt breeds. I am not expert, but I am reading Prabhupada books. I know. We saw deities. Jagannath Puri, every day demigods coming to Jagannath Puri for end aratis. You know? No. Last aratis. Like our Swayan Arati, in Jagannath Puri this is called Pahuda Arati, last Arati. Many demigods, every day is coming from all over the universe to see Jagannath in different form. Someone in human form, someone in poor, someone in just like cripple, many form they are coming. You don't know? One story is there. Bibhishan once came. You know about Bibhishan once came. We are reading Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam class is going on, but we don't know. We are familiar. Sometimes a devotee is putting Bhagavatam in, what do you call it, in his own bed and sleeping there. Sometimes we are keeping Bhagavatam here and there, sometimes in bike, sometimes in car. But in India, we are worshipping Bhagavatam. You ask to Prabhuji. In Orissa especially, we have temple for Bhagavatam. If you go to Gadaigiri, you can see. Before 500 years, all these Bhagavatams are there in palm leaf. They are worshipping. Brahman came every day worshipping. Prabhupada gives such a facility to us. We have chance to touch Bhagavatam. We are Sudras. But in India, this tradition is there. In Orissa, Brahman only have power to touch Srimad Bhagavatam, read Bhagavatam. But Prabhupada gives such a qualification to us, but we are misutilizing it. We are not understanding it. Vaishnava putting tilak, chanting Hare Krishna, putting kantimala, performing service, cleaning temple. These are not ordinary things. Because we are not hearing properly, we are not giving emphasis. We are not giving emphasis on the service. Oh, I am senior devotee, why I am cleaning this thing? Samananda Prabhu, Dukhi Krishna Das. Jiva Goswami engaging him, just clean. By cleaning, he got darshan of Radharani. By cleaning. But we are worshipping. But we have to remark in which moods he was cleaning. Nidhuvan. Which mood? Radharani's dust is there. Mood is very important. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting very seriously. This mood is very important. Unless we hear, we can't become serious in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Shravan, Kirtan, Hai Swarup Lakhyan. This is, what do you call it? Swarup Lakhyan. I can't express in English. This is like, cheap symptoms. of love. How he chanting, how he hearing. Because from this, all these symptoms, you can achieve prem. I told about this Bibhishan. You see. Sometimes devotees coming. How many times we are in temple? How many hour or how many hour we can't say? How many minutes we are watching Radha Gokulam's form? Just seeing and paying obeisance and going out. Mahaprabhu standing in front of Jagannath from morning up to 2 p.m. Standing. Demigods are coming. You should not minimize. Oh, Jagannath Dham is here. Here is Radha Gokula Ananda. You don't. This is also offense. Sometimes devotees in ISKCON, they are giving more emphasis on Dhams. Why not you think? Where is Jahan Sadhu Tahan Tirtha Stira Kari Nija Chita Sadhu Sangha Kara Nirantaram? Narottamdas Thakur mentioning. You think this is not a dham? Bhaktivinoda Banerjee is not a dham? This is not Vrindavan? No, we have no faith. No, Vrindavan Radharani is dham. This is also dham. Where is pure devotees? Lotus feet? This is dham. You see? This is dham. Wherever pure devotees is dirty, this is dham. If we go to dham, we cannot realize the position of dham because we are in material consciousness. But where pure devotee is installed, deity, jethane vaishnava nahi se sthane te nahi jai kila bahanti adura dese. What benefit you will get if you go to so many places, wasting so much money? I am going here and there, but no Vaishnavas there. No pure Vaishnavas there. This is our Siddhantas. We remark in our Gurudev's life history, once he went to Puri. Within 25 years, as I remark, once he went to Puri. Whereas Puri is how much far from Bhubaneswar? 60 kilometers. He never allowed us to go to Puri. Gurudev never allowed us to go to Puri. He saying, Jagannath is here. Prabhupada said, Jagannath will come here. Why you want to go to Puri? You think this is not Puri Dham? My Gurudev's lotus dust is here, lotus fish dust is here. This is Dham. We are now just like because we are not hearing, we are not giving so much emphasis on service, on holy name, on Bhagavatam. We are not matured enough. I told about this Bibhishan. One night, Bibhishan came to see Jagannath. So, usually, if you go to Puri, you can see night time, they perform some kirtan and closing the main door. And at that time, the security said, go out, go out, go out. When Panda is going to lock the door, the head pujari is going to lock the door, he remarked, Bibhishan, he is not a human. He remarked, he is a demigod. How you can know the difference between demigod and a human? If some demigod will come here, how can you remark? Nature is there, mentioning Bhagavatam. Demigod's one name is Animisa. Like, what do you call this? This eyelid. You see, we are closing eyelid. But demigod's eyelid is like that. Always. Animisa. Always. They're not closing their eyelid. And second thing, they're not touching, their feet not touching to earth. And third thing, you can't see shadow of their body. This pujari remark, no shadow, not his feet is not touching to earth, and third one, not closing eyelid. But Bibhishan came in form of just like an ordinary man. The pujari just, before closing the door, he said, you can't go. please you give me your identification, who are you? He said, no, I am an ordinary devotee. No, please, you have to say who are you really, otherwise I will lock this door. Then Bhishma said, I will be in problem. If you lock the door, I will be in problem. How can I return to Lanka? Every day from Sri Lanka is coming. You see how devotees are giving emphasis to seek Lord, to hearing Krishna Katha, chanting, service. Nowadays, we are not giving so much emphasis on servicing, hearing. We are not serious at all. This is a challenge to our movement now. Devotees are increasing, but dedication is, you see, this dedication, Prabhupada's dedication, now we are enjoying Prabhupada's dedication. Bas. We are enjoying Prabhupada's austerity. Now many devotees are coming. But we can't find such dedication like Prabhupada's disciples, Prabhupada's dedication. Now dedication is just going down and down. Everyone coming to ISKCON thinking, what is my future? When I will become old, who will take care of me? Krishna is there. We are thinking about future. Who is the future of whole world, whole universe? We are staying at his lotus feet, thinking about future. This is our standard. Everyone worried. Not unflinching faith, because they are not hearing. They don't know the glories of Lord. They don't know the glory of service. They don't know the glory of chanting. Glory of Bhagavatam. Therefore, fearness is there. What will happen to me? What will happen to me? And then when Pujari wants to close the door, then Vibhishan lastly said, okay, I am Vibhishan, I came from Lanka. Oh, you Vibhishan came from Lanka? He said, not today, every day I came. I am just mentioning you secretly, not myself, many demigod coming in form of human being, just to take darshan for Jagannath. Then the Pujari said, okay, so how can the ordinary human being believe it, that all demigods coming to Lord Jagannath for his darshan? Please give here some, what do you call it, some symbols. The ankle, you call this ankle? Yeah. Give this bracelet. Vibhishan. Still it was in Puri. In Pujari, the Pandas are staying in their village. One room, it is already locked. People are saying it is just like a big, huge size. It is locked already because it is in golden. Nowadays, very difficult to keep golden things. Therefore, it is locked. And outside they are worshipping. They are giving respect to Vibhishan. On that context, I was mentioning that thing. You see how even the demigod, they are giving more emphasis. Just they are forgetting heaven, they are forgetting their own happiness. They at least came to see Lord every day. Nityam Bhagavata Seva, one word is there. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Nashta Prayesu Abhadresu. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Prabhupada mentioning there. Bhagavata Seva. You just read Prabhupada for what? Bhagavata Seva. Grantha Bhagavatam. Book Bhagavatam. And Bhaktam. Two Bhagavatam is there. Grantha Bhagavatam. This is in book form. And Bhakta Bhagavatam. Personified Bhagavatam. Sadhu. By both mercy, in new five devotees, Prabhupada mentioning that for what? A new five devotees go on and on by serving both. We have to serve both Grantha Bhagavatam and Bhakta Bhagavatam. Therefore, Prabhupada adapts. Every morning we should read Srimad Bhagavatam. Among five chief limbs of bhakti, among 64 limbs, five limbs is chief. What are they? Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Deity Worship, Mathura Vas, and Sadhu Sangha. Five things. By Prabhupada's mercy, everything is available here. Only one thing is not there. What is that? You may say, But I have faith. No Mathura was. Huh? Now therefore ISKCON devotees say, no, I want to stay in Vrindavan. This is Mathura. Jahan sadhu, tahan tirtha. Where is pure devotees? Deity is there. Where pure devotees is there? Where established temple is there? That is Mathura. This is our conclusion. This is our Siddhanta. Unless we know Siddhantas, we get doubt. We get offense also. We are not giving emphasis on Radha Gokularanda. We are saying, I will go to Vrindavan. I will serve Radharani there. Radharani will accept our service. Where is Radharani? Where is our position? Where is our position? Lust is there. Greed is there. Radharani will give you a heavy kick. From Vrindavan, again you will come to UK. Flight is not required. Only by her kick you will come here. All these ideas now coming to devotees because they are not very expert. They are not hearing properly in Siddhantas. No. Where is pure devotees dirty? We have to serve there. This is Vrindavan. Whole life I have to follow my Guru and Krishna's order. Bas, pass this life. Our parampara's teaching is like that. Our parampara's teaching is like that. We have no separate endeavor or separate desire other than to please Guru and Krishna. We may go to Vrindavan, we get some transcendental bliss. But whether Guru is happy, Prabhupada will be happy. For our happiness we are going to Vrindavan or to somewhere. But whether with these things, whether Prabhupada will be happy or Lord Gokulananda will be happy, we have to think. Then our life will be successful. So hearing Krishna Katha is very important. Very important. More we hear, more we become matured and fix in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, whenever you have time, don't waste time. Read Prabhupada books. We are distributing books, but important is first you have to read. If you read, then you get inspiration and you give importance to Prabhupada books. Then we will distribute and other people will get benefited. So thank you. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Gokulanand Jiyu ki jai. Sitaram Lakman Hanuman Ji Maharaj ki jai. Gaur Nityanand Prabhu ki jai. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Sambit Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.